الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the lessons from Surah Al-Hujurat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat al-kareema said that if two parties of believers, if two parties of the believers are fighting, if there is some conflict between them, then go and resolve this conflict. Go and make peace between them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to say that if they agree with that, that is fine. But if one of them makes peace, then rebels against again, then you fight that party until they comply with the reconciliation that you made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised to be just in what we do. Now, the whole basis of the Muslim people as distinct from others is the concept of the Ummah. Sometimes, I remember once I was in the UK and there was this whole issue about Palestine and so on. And one of my British friends, he said, why are you and people in India and people in South Africa and so on and Malaysia, why are you getting excited about Palestine? What do you have in common with them? You know, so that's some country. I mean, have you been there? I said, no, I've not been there. So he said, what's your problem? Why are you excited about them? So I asked him, I said, how do I explain this issue of Ummah to you? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this Ummah is like a body. And if the head pains, the whole body knows that pain, right? I don't think that needs great explanation, because everyone, I don't think anyone of us who hasn't had a headache. And may Allah protect us from migraines and so on. If somebody has a migraine, then he's finished. I mean, he can't do anything, you know. But only is one part of the body which is paining. But the whole body knows the effect of that. The whole body is affected by that. This is the concept of the Ummah. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this issue of the concept of the Ummah in two places, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun." And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa ana rabbukum fattaqun." I mentioned these ayat and I've explained them in detail in several khutbas. But my point is that oneness is the concept and oneness is the basis of this. And that oneness is based not on race and not on nationality and not on tribe or family or some caste system. Oneness is based purely and only on faith. On La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whoever said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is our brother, is our sister. Whether that person is from our country or our nationality or our race or whatever, it makes no difference. That person is one, is a brother, or the person is a sister. Now, in Surah Al-Hujurat, this is not the only ayah, there are other ayahs also which will come later. There is a great focus on this whole concept of Ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has strongly warned us against doing or saying anything which has the potential of damaging the Ummah. And obviously, one of the things to do is, if there is a conflict, and Allah is not saying that there cannot be conflict, there can be conflict. People can have difference of opinion. It can degenerate into a dispute, and sometimes the dispute might become a fight. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now what is your job and my job? What is the job of the other person? Somebody like us, third party, not directly involved with either. What's our job? Our job is to go and make peace between these two parties. Our job is not to watch the fun. Our job is not to run a book on who is going to win. Our job definitely is not to create a fight. Ladaiyan lagawal ke kahin bhi nahi hai Quran ke andar. But islah karna, or bringing about peace and harmony and tranquility between people. Now, this is such a critical and important thing that we really need to think about. How can you do that? And again, in the same ayat, later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be equitable. Allah says, be just. Because obviously, if you want to go and make peace between two parties, the number one thing required is that you should have credibility with both of them. Otherwise, if one party thinks that you are from the other party, then they will not listen to you. So you have to be somebody who has credibility with both parties, which means that you, in terms of your own personal character and so on, have to be above board. There should be nothing questionable about you and your character. Now, this is something that today we seem to lose track of. We have people who, alhamdulillah, are doing good work in different parts of the world. Muslims who are engaged in charitable works, Muslims who are doing good work. But at the same time, they indulge and they succumb to the wasavis of shaitan, and they indulge in things at a personal level which are haram. Right? So, I'm not saying you are taking some public fund and using it. No, they're honest, they have integrity, they have there's no problem with that. But their own personal money. So, for example, you might be the head of a masjid, for example, masjid committee, you are the president. But then one day somebody finds you in the race course, you know, betting on horses. Or somebody might find you, in some dance party or something, typical song and dance, tamasha which goes on. Now, if you ask the person, say, why are you here? I'm not using any public money. This is my personal life. Please understand, in Islam, there is no concept of this personal life and a public life being two different things. Zakat, for example, it is the hukum that zakat cannot be given and should not be given to an unjust ruler. You're talking about a Muslim state, which is where the collection of zakat is the job of the king, of the khalifa. But if the khalifa is unjust, then the hukum is do not give the zakat to that khalifa. Now, it does not mean unjust, meaning the khalifa is not eating up your zakat. He is disbursing zakat, all right. But in his other ways, in his other jobs, he is not doing justice, he is not establishing Islam or what the case might be. It is not permissible for you to give zakat to such a person. Because zakat is an ibadah. Zakat is not social work. Zakat is an ibadah. And if you are giving zakat, then it is your responsibility to make sure that your zakat goes to those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted it to be given to. You can't say, I gave my zakat to Mr. Yavar Beg and I don't care what he did. No, you have to care. Otherwise, your responsibility is not over. And Yavar Beg will answer for himself and he will answer for all the people he collected zakat from. It's as simple as that. So Yavar Beg cannot say, my personal life, if I want to spend the night in the disco, that is my problem. It's not your problem. It is not your problem because you are the king, you are the khalifa, and you are collecting zakat on behalf of the people, which is to help them to fulfill their religious obligation, and you are doing something which is haram. Similarly, as I said, you are running a masjid or you are running a school or whatever the case might be. In Islam, there is no separation of this personal life and a public life. And if you think about it, logically also there is no separation. Logically also, really, if you look at, how do you form your opinion about somebody? If somebody does that, people will say, what kind of a man is this, Then you say, no, but you see the masjid is running, so beautiful. What masjid? Look at what he's doing in the house. So the actual reality of life also is that an opinion is based on the overall character of a person, which means whatever that person does in whichever aspect of his life. Now, this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here that Islah of the Ummah, Islah between people, when there is a conflict, this is everybody's affair. It's not, you can't say, these two people are fighting, why should I bother? You have to bother. If you are a Muslim, you have to bother. If you know that there is a problem between two brothers, between two groups, it is my problem. How is it my problem? Because I am a part of this Ummah. This is my head is paining, so I have to eat the medicine. I can't say that's the head's problem. It's not the head, it's the problem of the whole body. Because today we have this funny concept, leave people alone. No, don't. Why are you bothered with that? That is that's their affair. It's not their affair. If they are Muslims, it is all our affair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, go and make peace with them. Make sure that things are together. And for that, as I said, we must look at ourselves and say, what credibility do I have in that place? Because if I go to make peace and people say, who the hell wants to talk to you? We know what you are. Then you can't do your job. So very important for us to look at ourselves And Ramadan is a very good time because shaitans are, you know, shayateen are tied up and so on. So hopefully our minds are clean, are cleaner and clearer. So make sure that we look at ourselves and make sure that our own character, whatever needs to be changed, we make tawbah. Whatever happened in the past is past. That's why there is tawbah. Make tawbah now, new life starts, inshallah. So we make tawbah and we make sure that we do islah and we bring about people. Talk about the closeness of the hearts. There is a, recently I saw yesterday in the Times of India, issue between Barelvis and Salafis. What is all this? I mean, this is absolute nonsense. There is no such thing in Islam to say that you can criticize somebody in a nasty way on a public platform. I'm not saying you have to believe whatever they are believing, right? If you have a set of beliefs and you have your dalail for those beliefs and somebody else is believing something else according to your set of beliefs, that is wrong, no problem. I'm not saying you have to believe that. But you also have no right on a public platform to curse people or to send them to Jahannam or something as if you are the owner of that piece of real estate. You know, what kind of thing is this? This is not Islam. This is absolutely not Islam whatsoever. And because of that, conflicts are being created. Alhamdulillah, we do not have sectarian conflicts in this country between Muslims. It's such an absolutely shameful thing in Pakistan and other places. You know, Shia killing Sunni, Sunni killing Shia, Barelvi killing Salafi, Salafi killing Barelvi. What is this? The Muslims are the only people in the world who have these sectarian conflicts. You do not hear about Protestants killing Catholics or something. You don't hear this. Only Muslims. You don't have, you know, this is very, very sad and shameful. Instead of doing what Allah told us, to bring people together, we create fights. And then we have some religious basis for it. We think it is. It's not religious basis, it's from shaitan. And we say, no, but you see, they are wrong. If they are wrong, that is between them and their Rabb. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do what He wants with them. You are not the naib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's governor on the earth or something to go and send people to Jannah or Jahannam. You do your job. You make sure that you go to Jannah. Forget about other people. And if you want to do something and say something, if you think they are wrong, go and talk to them nicely in a polite manner, in a private place. Explain to them what it is that they are doing wrong. Not on a public platform and in a nasty manner. This is not from Islam, period. Islam is to bring hearts together. Islam is not to divide people. I remind myself and you, let us follow this deen, this beautiful religion which was brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us not introduce our khabasat into it. Let us not make this deen into a burden on ourselves and on the rest of humankind. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.